best of the KCMQ Morning Shag Podcast. Listen live weekdays starting at 5:30 a.m. Only on 96.7 KCMQ and KCMQ.com.
I'm so scared.
What?
I'm terrified, man.
What happened?
Bad news. New study out of Harvard talking about people who think too much are going to die younger. I'm a goner.
Wait, no.
As my brain is? Are you kidding me?
Hang on.
As much as I think?
Okay.
And as much work as I do upstairs?
Okay.
I'm done. I might not even be here tomorrow.
This alleged work that you're doing upstairs.
Like even right now, it's bing, 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 bing. That's my brain firing at all cylinders.
Could you maybe transfer some of that work upstairs, quote unquote, into actual work at your job?
Boring.
Okay. All right. Never mind.
What's not boring? Harvard Medical School. They've discovered the people who think too much die at a younger age, man.
Really?
Yeah. They found the RE1 silencing transcription. It's a rest protein in our brain.
Don't pretend like you knew what that was before you read this article.
Are you kidding me?
Don't.
I'm way ahead of this. I was the hipster of R1 silencing transcription proteins.
Nobody's buying
it. I knew it before anyone else knew about it. So apparently, the brains of people who died in their 60s and 70s were missing that gene compared to those who died at 100.
Really?
That we need the resting gene in our brain. And if there's one thing I don't do well, it's rest.
Mm.
All I do is work, work, work.
Well,
think, think, think.
I mean, but what about last week when I nudged you when you were legitimately resting at your desk telling you, hey, can you not sleep on the job? Like, literally sleep on the job?
Well, after reading this, I was clearly saving my life.
Okay.
Thank you for trying to kill me.
No, I'm not.
Are you kidding me?
I'm not. I
you should never wake me up from now on.
I honestly don't believe that you necessarily are missing this gene.
That nap could have easily added a couple of years to my life.
That one nap.
Well, it's the only time my brain rests.
It's okay.
Are you kidding me right now? The type of protein that helps quiet down brain activity and reacts to genes that are known to spark the brain when thinking. And if I don't have that, man, I only got a couple more good years.
Listen, I appreciate that you're worried.
Worried is an understatement.
We've known each other for a long time. I got a feeling you're going to be okay.
I don't know, man, because they found it's the same in animals. That animals that don't have that rest protein in their brain die at a much faster rate. I'm going to be like the rats and the snakes, man.
Okay, all right. You're going to be all right. You're going to be fine. I know this because...
You're right. I should take the rest of the day off and rest my brain.
No, that's not
what I said.
No,
you were such a good...
No.
Aha moments in the morning. It's top of the hour shower thoughts with the Morning Shag.
Magneto would automatically ruin all of his credit cards.
Music is just flavored noise. And it's delicious.
Shower thoughts with Lee's Tire Company. If it's round and rubber, Lee sells it. LeesTireCompany.com.
Women are more attracted to men who are psychopaths, according to a new study.
Nice guys everywhere scream, duh!
That researchers have discovered that men who had a higher score on the psychopathic personality traits were considered more attractive by women.
Wow.
Now, psychopathic men have a personality style that makes them appear attractive to women in dating encounters. That's where this headline's misleading. Like, nice guys, cool your nice guy jets. They're not going out going, I want a psychopath. There's something about Ted Bundy and Norman Bates
right.
and Jeffrey Dahmer that, ooh, just gets the juices flowing. Moist. No.
Oh, God.
It's that psychopaths are motivated to fake attractive qualities in an effort to get into romantic relationships with partners who might not be interested.
So psychopaths doing what psychopaths do.
Yeah.
Acting.
Manipulation.
Manipulating and pretending they are mimicking the things that they know women are attracted to attract the women.
Yeah. Plus they're more likely to be confident.
Sure.
And know the right things to say, which give them the aura of being charming, according to these researchers, that men with psychopathy tend to be egocentric, promiscuous, and sexually opportunistic.
Oh my, okay.
And they're willing to lie and cheat and exhibit a superficial charm and an ability to inhibit emotional leakage.
That's
an actual term they used in this study.
That sounds like it's a side effect in a prescription commercial.
Cialis. Side effects include emotional leakage.
Oh my gosh. And why did you go Cialis? Why Cialis? Oh my God.
That's the one takeaway from this whole thing, is that is going to be the word for the day.
That's it?
Emotional leakage. I'm going to sneak the word emotional leakage in as many sentences as humanly possible.
Please don't. That is so bad.
So what did we learn today, other than the term emotional leakage?
Yeah.
That I guess we tip our hats, say congratulations to all you psychopaths out there. You're some sweet-talking charmers who can woo women, but you're also psychopaths.
And you have to deal with emotional leakage.
Ladies, beware of their emotional leakage.
Oh, God.
Time now for the KCMQ Morning Shag WTF News.
The largest indoor theme park in the U.S. opened in New Jersey because even roller coasters want a border between it and New Jersey.
A Philadelphia man was shot 16 times and still walked the 2 miles to a hospital. Remarkable. Then he got his bill and died from a heart attack.
And finally, Cincinnati Bengals quarterback Andy Dalton threw himself a 32nd birthday party, which was quickly intercepted.
The best of the KCMQ Morning Shag with Shags and Trevor podcast.
What's something that seems to only exist to make people angry? I said long receipts. What are you doing, CVS? What are you doing, Walgreens? Remember when Sears was still around and they'd give you like 4 receipts all stapled together?
Yeah.
Like 2 were coupons, 1 was emergency toilet paper, and the other was like, what are you doing? I don't need all this.
Yeah, I never understood that. Why were there so many?
Trevor said mosquitoes, which is a good one. They are super annoying.
Oh, God, I mean, yes, I understand that they provide a food for animals that actually do serve some purpose. But I mean, beyond that, I mean, they're just blood sucking. Like they provide nothing to society.
Well, diseases, incurable diseases. They're very good at spreading that.
That's yes. There you go.
What's something that seems to only exist to make people angry? Thomas on our Facebook page, KCMQ Morning Shag, says Joe Buck.
Oh, gosh.
That's so true.
Come on. Oh, my God.
He's so bad.
Oh, man.
Jonathan posted, people who eliminate John Boats.
Oh,
thank
see?
You.
All
thank
right.
you,
yes.
Jonathan.
Next opportunity to play the KCMQ Prize Eliminator as 11:35.
What's something that seems to only exist to make people angry?
KCMQ.
Hey, something that exists to only piss people off are speed limits below 35.
I would argue speed limits below 70.
I'm trying to be reasonable.
I'm never trying to be reasonable.
There are times when we need to have a speed limit below 35.
No.
Yes, like neighborhoods. That's important.
Nah.
School zones.
Just look where you're going.
Oh, my gosh. Okay.
How about gender reveal parties? That came over the texter.
Oh, interesting. Yes.
Those things are awful. Okay. The Game of Thrones finale? Thanks, Tia.
Ah, Tia. Good call.
How about marriage? We got a text that says marriage.
Nope.
Marriage exists just to piss people off.
Not doing that. Nope. I don't agree with that, honey. Honey, I don't agree with it.
I can. I'm not married yet.
I guess that's true. KCMQ.
Valentine's Day. That just pisses a lot of people off. Between the dinners, the flowers, the candies, we got to go do this, got to do that. Yeah.
But the payoff at the end's not worth it?
You know, I was thinking about this the other day. Of all of that stuff, it's just a mandatory thing versus isn't it so much better when it's out of the blue? When it's a surprise? When it's not... like, structured in such a way.
Easy with your emotional leakage over there.
Come on. Why was that emotional? That's logical,
You were leaking emotions, emotional leakage.
Right.
I would argue on Valentine's Day you do all that stuff because at the end of that day, that's where things might get a little extra spicy.
Okay, all right.
You get a little dab of Tabasco on it this time. That's the one time out of the year, other than maybe birthdays or maybe anniversaries, where you might get to try to do a little something different.
Okay, all right. Let's not go any.
There's
any
more than just
further.
Emotional leakage, okay. If you know
all
what
right,
I mean.
All right, all right. Continue the conversation on our Facebook page, KCMQ Morning Shag.
That is such a fun word, emotional leakage.
We really need
to
stop that.
We can use it so many different ways.
No, we should.
Moments of clarity from the shower. It's the KCMQ Morning Shag's top of the hour shower thoughts.
You only like the sound when a pen clicks if you're the one clicking the pen.
If you pee in your dream and then actually wet the bed, that's technically a dream come true.
I mean, technically, yeah, I guess. Shower thoughts with Lee's Tire Company. Fits round and rubber. Lee sells at leestirecompany.com.
The average person loses $193 worth of stuff when they're drunk every year. So we're asking you, what have you lost when you were drunk? One dude sent in a text saying, I had to call my roommate for a ride from a payphone wearing nothing but a pair of women's underwear.
He lost all of his clothes.
He lost a lot that night.
And then apparently his dignity.
Susan sent a text saying, my husband during his Navy days lost the U.S. of A. He woke up to find himself over the border not knowing how he got there.
Okay. Wow. Yikes.
That's a bit of a theme because Kyle sent in a text saying, I lost myself. Woke up in the state of Arkansas, didn't know how I got there. Had to ask the stranger next to me.
Oh, my gosh.
These are a lot of fun. Rebecca, lost my shirt on the dance floor once, and my dance partner's bib overalls fell off, and we pretty much brought the house down trying to dress each other on the dance floor.
Wow. Okay. Good. This, yes.
Wish I could have been there for that one.
1-800-455-1967. What's the craziest thing you've lost while drunk? KCMQ.
I have lost my lunch while making out with a girl when I was drunk. Does that qualify?
Ugh. Like on top of her?
Like in her. Oh. At a party in Alton, Illinois, and yeah.
How'd the second date go?
So the second date didn't happen.
Well, yeah, you threw up on the poor thing.
in her. In her mouth.
In her mouth.
Oh, God.
All right, we got to have a funner one. That one's too gross to end on. What's something you've lost when you were drunk? We got a text saying, so this wasn't me, but my best friend's fiance lost his pants one night. He still wanted to hang at the bar for a while, so he left and he came home and he didn't have any pants on. He had no idea where they were, neither did his friends. We never found the pants.
The great
pant mystery.
He went home and came back without pants?
No, they went home. He wanted to stay.
They went home.
And he came home with no pants
okay,
on.
Okay, I missed that. Yes, got it.
And didn't know how he lost them.
Goodness.
And they never found the pants.
Okay, that is, yeah, yeah.
Oh no, I was out partying with some buddies. Next morning, woke up, my wedding ring was gone.
That's not good. You don't want that.
Panic mode. Continue the conversation on our Facebook page, KCMQ Morning Shag. What is something you've lost while you were drunk?
Time now for the KCMQ Morning Shag WTF News.
Kanye West is selling Jesus is King sweatshirts for $250. Jesus responded by saying, Jesus! That's expensive.
A lot of money. The LA Rams traded a cornerback to the Miami Dolphins. There is no word on what horrible thing he did for the Rams to punish him in this terrible way.
And finally, a California school's ID badges listed a number for a suicide hotline. The problem, it was actually a phone sex line.
Oh.
I'm going to be honest here for a second, though. If I call a suicide hotline, I'm pretty sure I could be convinced that life is worth living by a woman talking dirty to me and panting heavily into the phone.
Okay, all right. Shut it down. Shut it down.
Follow Shags and Trevor on their Facebook page, KCMQ Morning Shag and KCMQ.com. Thanks for listening to the best of the KCMQ Morning Shag podcast.
Okay, boomer.
What is that?
It's a new slang term. It's the slang term of the moment that Gen Zers and millennials have this new catchphrase, and it hits on the generational divide that the catchphrase is a response to the condescending or out of touch thing older people do.
Okay, all right, because I've seen it on the internet and I still haven't pieced it together, but this makes sense now from the things I've seen.
They're pointing a finger more at baby boomers, but then the story goes on that they use it for any person over 30. Because we're all old.
There are people over 30 who technically are still millennials.
Technically. That teenagers are using it to reply to cringy tweets or comments, and basically any person over 30 who always says something condescending about young people and the issues that matter to them.
Okay.
So right. When we make fun of millennials ruining everything, they'd be like, okay, boomer.
Right, yeah.
Okay, boomer.
Nailed it.
And the t-shirts and clothing lines of okay, boomer are flying off the Amazon racks. Because we all know millennials have ruined malls and shopping centers right. by not going and shopping online. That Amazon can't keep them in their imaginary racks selling like hotcakes.
Okay, boomer.
Okay,
that's
boomer.
That's how that works. Yeah, you make a dig on millennials and then I throw out okay, boomer.
So I was kind of curious. Trevor, do you have any type of slang terms that you like to use?
I mean...
emotional leakage is a good one for me.
No, all right. We discovered that
that's a term. That's a real
term.
I'm turning it into slang. Emotional leakage.
Yes, yesterday on the show where you would leak out some emotion.
You share your feelings. It's emotional leakage.
And that's... yeah, we shouldn't talk about it like that. It makes it sound like it's a side effect on a prescription TV commercial.
My favorite, though, I use all the time, and Trevor can attest to this, is do you even ... bro. It started off, do you even lift, bro?
Right.
But I've changed it to anything I want.
I don't know if you've caught on or if you've even realized you were doing it, but you have said a do you even ... bro every break this morning.
Have I?
Yes.
Oh.
Yes.
Life goals. For example, like talking to Hot Tub Brian, I'll joke, and do you even hot tub, bro? Like when he's talking about his hot tub,
sure,
or something.
Right, yeah.
Being sarcastic.
Oh,
like
gets him all fired up.
He doesn't know what he's talking about because I do. Like, do you even hot tub, bro?
Yeah.
Do you even emotional leakage, bro?
Don't say that. Oh, my gosh.
Could dairy butt be considered a slang term?
Well, it's definitely not the clinical term.
Yeah, one could argue it is.
I don't think one could argue. Lactose intolerance is the medical way of saying it, the clinical way of saying it. You have now turned that and made a slang term and called it dairy butt, which I don't very, very much appreciate.
Well, you could combine two of my favorites then, man.
Don't do it.
Like, if someone offers you a big chunk of cheese and you know you can't eat it,
please
you could be like, do you even dairy butt, bro? Do you know the repercussions that come from me nibbling on cheese? Do you even dairy butt, bro? And then you shared some emotional leakage, too, because now we know you have dairy butt.
This started with an educational break of what okay boomer means, and now it is just completely derailed. I am so sorry.
Okay, boomer.
All right.
Your morning epiphany. The KCMQ Morning Shag presents Top of the Hour Shower Thoughts.
It still seems strange that Flintstones vitamins and cereal outlived the cartoon they were based on.
Putting arthritis medication in a childproof bottle is a straight-up dick move.
Okay, alright. Shower thoughts with Lee's Tire Company. Fits round and rubber. Lee's sells at leestirecompany.com.
The average adult feels perfectly healthy for just 12 days per month.
12 days a month?
That equates to 144 days, or about 39% of the year.
It's not even half. Ugh.
That's awful, man. And of course, it's all into shaming us into better exercise, better sleep, and eating better.
Oh, of course. Yes, naturally.
That we don't eat enough fruits and vegetables every day, that they contain several antioxidants and several vitamins and nutrients that help fight free radicals in the body.
Why are you saying it like that? Like, those are good things.
Because I've heard it all before as I'm sipping on my Red Bull and eating some donuts.
Right, indeed. Yes. Okay. So that's it.
I get plenty of fruits. It's a jelly-filled donut.
That's not
strawberries.
Not the same.
You heard of them?
Okay, all right. That's not the same.
I plan on snacking on some candy corn later. That's got corn in it.
But you know that there's no corn in candy corn, right?
Have you ever heard of high fructose corn syrup?
That's not.
It's the, in again, the name.
Not the same.
In
like,
the name.
That's yeah.
They go on to say that we just need to exercise more. We need to eat healthier. We're working too hard. Oh, amen.
His eyes get so large when he read that. That was crazy.
Working way too much, no, in my opinion.
No, you're not.
But that means if we only feel good 39% of the year, what are we going to do with the other 61%? We feel like crap. And it's not even feeling like sick. It's joint pain, back pain, migraines, sinus pain. You just don't feel good.
You're just not 100%.
You're not yourself.
Yeah, yeah.
So I suggest if only 39% of the year we feel good, let's call in sick for the other 61%.
No, that's not feasible. You can't do that and expect to keep a job.
I can tell you make me feel a whole lot better.
I don't think it would make you feel better.
I am an unlicensed nutritionist and dietitian saying no. 61% of the year you should be calling in sick.
That's a horrible idea.
I'll write you an unlicensed doctor's note.
Oh yeah, good. See how that goes. See how far that gets.
Time now for the KCMQ Morning Shag WTF News.
The Game of Thrones prequel will be called House of the Dragon because overrated dumpster fire was too on the nose.
No, that's so not fair. A video of Cleveland Browns quarterback Baker Mayfield storming out of a press conference because he was annoyed by reporters' questions went viral this week, proving that Mayfield can give a really embarrassing performance off the field as well.
And finally, Nick Saban turned 68 today. The state of Alabama will celebrate by brushing their one good tooth.
Don't, oh my God, why? Why?
Does everybody know what time it is?
For the first time ever.
At the same time.
Shags and Trevor on your schedule. I was getting late. The best of the KCMQ Morning Shag Podcast.
The McDonald's Happy Meal turns 40 this year, and they're celebrating by trying to figure out a way to make adults rush in and buy some. And I think they found it.
Yeah.
That in honor of the anniversary, McDonald's is bringing back retro toys in their Happy Meals.
Oh.
But only from Thursday through Sunday of next week.
Okay, so limited run.
Limited. So if you buy a Happy Meal, you'll get one of 17 classic McDonald's Happy Meal toys, some of which have been selling for big bucks on eBay today.
Well, that's interesting.
Well, I mean, these remakes aren't going to go for hotcakes online, I
don't. No, but I would think it would also devalue the originals, too.
When I say retro Happy Meal toys, do you have one that pops in your head? I do, right away.
What's yours?
The McNuggets.
Remember the little McNuggets guys? Oh!
They're bringing them back!
Are they really?
The cowboy, the fireman, and the mailman McNugget! I'm 41 years old and I'm getting excited about McNugget toys.
Oh, that's awesome.
The hamburger that turns into a robot. You got a chance to get Grimace or the Hamburglar.
Nice.
Dude, the Power Rangers are coming back.
Power Rangers.
I remember as a kid when I was in my collecting days of all the cards and all that stuff, sure. Comic books, that I went to McDonald's and I got everyone. They did a Michael Jordan card run, really limited edition. I got that whole set from McDonald's.
Wow.
And the Power Rangers, the white Power Ranger, them sons of bitches. You know how many Happy Meals I had to buy to get that one? It was always the pink. I got 15 pink. I need the white one.
They got you. They'll do it again, too, apparently. Oh,
they're bringing back the Space Jam's Bugs Bunny.
Oh, wow. Nice.
I mean, Beanie Babies, they're bringing it all back.
Oh, I remember the Beanie Baby run that they did.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, jeez. Don't tell my wife that. My wife might want to go get them.
Thursday through Sunday, you can go relive your childhood or bring your kids.
Yeah, but I mean, bring the kids.
Yeah.
Moments of clarity from the shower. It's the KCMQ Morning Shag's Top of the Hour Shower Thoughts.
Yesterday was the only day of the year where it is acceptable to receive candy from a stranger.
And with that being said, no one likes your kids enough to give them free drugs for Halloween. Nothing's late.
Oh, my God. Shower thoughts with Lee's Tire Company. If it's round and rubber, Lee sells it. LeesTireCompany.com.
The crowning jewel of the state of Missouri, the one thing we can be the most proud of here at the Show Me State, has to be Uranus.
No, don't. No. No.
They got the best fudge around, man. And it comes from Uranus.
Okay, all right. Yes.
The best thing about Uranus, Missouri, is they steer into the skid.
That they mark. Do. Oh, don't, come on. Gosh, dang it, come on.
They love their name, and they go all in, and they just released a new video on YouTube that may be the best video to ever come from Uranus we've ever seen.
The best fudge comes from Uranus. Oh, oh, oh.
Uranus, Missouri.
That felt good.
Tastes even better.
Wow. Deep in the crack of America's heartland, the citizens of Uranus are bursting to give you their amazing fudge. That's right, fudge from Uranus. I'm not fudging with you. We're literally in Uranus. That's the mayor of Uranus, and you can get your fudge out the back door at UranusGeneralStore.com.
And we're not fudging with you. I'm as serious as a fudging horse kick to the side of your fudging head.
I am as serious as forgetting your fudging anniversary.
I'm serious as skid marks on your fudging undies.
I'm serious as fudging a pregnancy test.
I'm serious as fudging the presidential election.
I'm serious as fudging the bar exam.
Uranus squeezes out so many different fudges that they have a fudge for everyone.
That is some yummy fudge from Uranus.
The best fudge does come from Uranus, Mr. Mayor. That's my dad. Go to UranusGeneralStore.com and order the best fudge and fudge this side of Mississippi.
They had a fudge counter when they were seeing how many times they could make a fudge reference. I have to be very careful with this quickly as I say fudge.
What did we just listen to?
And that was like 45 seconds of a commercial that is nearly 3 minutes long.
Oh my God.
And it is entertaining from start to finish because that was just about the fudge. They're about ready to get into the fudging gift shop.
Oh boy.
In Uranus. Right.
Okay. Yeah.
Deep in the crack of Missouri.
No, I caught that. I caught that.
You can watch the whole fudging video now at KCMQ.com.
Stand.
What the?
Time now for the KCMQ Morning Shag WTF News.
The Game of Thrones prequel will be called House of the Dragon because overrated dumpster fire was too on the nose.
No, that's so not fair. A video of Cleveland Browns quarterback Baker Mayfield storming out of a press conference because he was annoyed by a reporter's questions went viral this week, proving that Mayfield can give a really embarrassing performance off the field as well.
And finally, Nick Saban turned 68 today. The state of Alabama will celebrate by brushing their one good tooth.
Don't, oh, come on. Why? Why?
Best of the KCMQ Morning Shag Podcast. Listen live weekdays starting at 5:30 a.m. Only on 96.7 KCMQ and KCMQ.com.
You wake up in the White House and it turns out you're president. What is the first thing you do? Do I have interns?
Okay, don't.
Because that is going to determine my first move.
All right. Quickly. Moving on from there, 1-800-455-1967, KCMQ.
If I were president, the first thing I'd do, 4-day work week for everyone, with the same rate of pay as a 5-day pay would be.
Oh, wow.
Amen.
Oh, wow.
Amen.
You'd have Shags' vote.
The first thing I would do, Area 51, want to see the aliens, man. Or, all I gotta do is say, legalize it.
Legalize it?
Mm-hmm.
Legalize what?
That's exactly right.
Oh, gosh. Okay. See, and yeah, I'm
all of it.
Okay.
I would wake up and go, what? I'm president? Legalize it!
They'd be plastered on every newspaper everywhere.
That'd be the t-shirt I'd wear.
Wow.
I'm not a suit and tie president.
No.
I'm a legalize it t-shirt type of president. Much like Elizabeth, she says, her first order, sweatpants will be acceptable business attire, hashtag comfort for all.
Wow. Okay. Yeah.
Why not, man?
That's a platform that you can run on, I guess. Yes.
Bradley says he'd make it illegal for bicyclists to be on the road.
Wow, yes.
Good for you, Bradley.
Wow.
Bicyclists, get on the sidewalk where you belong.
Oh, my God. Technically, they don't belong there, but I would rather them be on the sidewalk. Honestly, I think it's safer for everybody.
Now, we're having some fun with Legalize It and interns, and I want to see aliens, but Heather has a very good point on her Facebook page, KCMQ Morning Shag. If she were to wake up as president, her first action would give all the teachers a raise because teaching the future of our nation, because they are, and they don't get paid enough.
That's good, yeah.
Our education system is in the dumps, and it's not the teachers' faults at all.
No, that's a good one to start with. That's solid.
And then you have Rich following that up saying he'd make Marky Mark his VP and fill his cabinet with the Funky Bunch.
And there it is. All right. So, continue the conversation.
Go tell your mother.
On our Facebook page.
It's my Mark Wahlberg impression.
That was a really, really bad.
Thank you. Thank you. I worked really hard
Marky
on it.
Mark. It's just horrible.
Go tell your mother.
It wasn't better the second time. You wake up in the White House. Turns out you're president. What is the first thing you do? Let us know on our Facebook page, KCMQ Morning Shag.
Your morning epiphany. The KCMQ Morning Shag presents Top of the Hour Shower Thoughts.
There has to have been a person who traveled to Australia, but meant to travel to Austria.
Don't you dare. Makes perfect sense. But do not you dare makes zero sense.
Shower thoughts with Lee's Tire Company. If it's round and rubber, Lee's sells it. LeeStireCompany.com.
Do you think your partner has selective hearing? Because there's an actual medical condition called selective hearing where people only hear one specific source of noise and block out everything else.
Oh, really?
Huh?
Okay.
What?
Don't do that.
Oh, I'm sorry. Were you talking?
Move along. Move on, please. Huh? Continue with the story.
But that's probably not what you think of when I say selective hearing. You're probably thinking about your significant other's remarkable ability to only hear some of the stuff that you say and conveniently ignoring all the rest.
It is very convenient how it's always the things that benefit your partner that they hear, and everything that is a disadvantage, they seem to just, you know, didn't pick up.
What?
Don't, oh my gosh, come on, don't, keep going.
Huh? I'm just going to keep going. Men don't hear something their partners say at least once a day for a total of 388 times a year. Now, ladies, before you start screaming, I told you so, and pointing some fingers, you're not much better, because the ladies don't hear something their partner says almost every day for a total of 339 times a year.
That's not that far behind. That's way higher than I thought it would be, to be honest.
You know, that's really not that far behind. That's actually a lot higher than I thought it was going to be.
You can hear me. I know you're wearing headphones that I am directly piped into. You can hear me.
Huh?
Forget it.
But we are willing to give our partners the benefit of the doubt, because more than half in the survey think their significant other might have some kind of actual hearing loss. It's working.
They're buying it.
It's working. Score one for the good guys.
You know, but like, honestly, this is something that happens in my house. I know you've talked about it as well. Like, my wife will try to talk to me in very inconvenient ways. Like, she is in another room, and then she'll shout at me, and I can't hear it. Or even we're in the same room, and the TV is turned up really loud, and I can't hear it. And then she says, oh, you're so deaf. And it's like, well, I mean, the conditions, though. The conditions of the room.
I'm sorry. I really just wasn't paying attention that time.
We are not significant others, so this doesn't work. Like, I don't like that you're doing this.
We are heterosexual life mates.
Okay, all right.
You can see the full study and tag your significant other on our Facebook page, KCMQ Morning Shag.
Thanks for listening to the best of the KCMQ Morning Shag podcast.
Oh my God, are you crazy?
Hear more from Shags and Trevor weekday mornings on Classic Rock 96.7 KCMQ and KCMQ.com.